The play is called The Events, and it's loosely based on a 2011 massacre in Norway when a man who was radically opposed to multiculturalism used a car bomb and a shooting spree to kill 77 people. This play is drawn from that incident, but it does not tell that story. Instead, it's set in a small town in the United Kingdom. Director Raman Gray says there are two main characters. One is the boy, and the other is Claire. She's a female priest.
So she has a choir, and it's expressly stated at the beginning that her choir is open to everyone and welcomes everyone, and she uses it as a political sort of civic tool. The boy, who disagrees violently with Claire's politics, with the idea of everyone coming together, wreaks a terrible revenge on her choir by shooting them.
The third character is the choir. In this case, the Penn Sirens. It's an a cappella group at the University of Pennsylvania. There are 12 performances of the events, and each will feature a different choir. Gray says the choirs highlight the theme of the play.
Given that it is a play that is about community, a choir is a ready-made example of a perfect, harmonious community. Instead of having a bunch of actors pretending they're a community, why not just have a real community on stage every night?
The rotating choirs also make each performance fresh and a little unpredictable. This weekend, the gospel choir from St. Thomas Episcopal near the main line sounds much different from the Penn Sirens. Although none of the choirs are told in advance about the action of the play, music director Walt Blocker insisted on getting a scoop to make sure the play was in sync with his choir's mission.
I mean, the one thing I can tell you, the last song goes into a repeat of We're All Here, meaning that no matter where you are, what works for you, what lifestyle you're in, what race, no matter, there's like no boundaries, that we're all still here together.
The Events is a traveling show originating in London, and this rotating choir concept also serves a very practical purpose. Touring a play with a cast of 30 singers is financially impossible. It can only happen by the good graces of local choirs. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.